Adam, another day, another podcast. My God, how many do we got now? 260?
This is 260 today, Jack. You got it.
Wow. That's a lot of podcasts. Yeah. A lot of podcasting.
Well, it's also, I think this is our five-year anniversary, Jack. We started in May of 2016, so here we are at the end of April of 2021. So it's kind of our five-year anniversary of doing these shows every week for the last 5 years. So that's kind of where we're at. And if you get that, that's a nice 52 times five, right? Yeah, you know, I like my numbers, Jack. There we go, 260. So this is our five-year anniversary. Happy anniversary, buddy.
Yeah, happy anniversary to you, too. It's gone by awful fast, hasn't it? Holy crap.
Well, it's funny. I was listening to an older episode last night, and we were still referring to the show in terms of months. I think it was 17 months at that point, right? So it's kind of like when you have a baby, until you get to 2 years, you're always talking in terms of months. So then once you get past 2 years, so here we are. Yeah, we're year five. We're going to go with month 60, Jack. I'll go with year five, and we're good to go and show 260. But yes.
It flies by. It's just unbelievable. These next five will go even faster.
I know. Well, hey, it's because we have so many great things to kind of talk about and share. And we absolutely love the small business. That's why we're here on Dirty Secrets of Small Businesses, to talk about some small business stuff and to kind of bring our unique spin and our insights to it every week and kind of talk about different things that relate to about every small business out there, Jack, in terms of what's kind of going on. So we have
not much we haven't seen and are able to slot and come up with a solution to so many problems. It's just, you know, small business isn't hard unless you make it hard. That's what so many people do. They make it hard. It doesn't have to be that hard.
That's it.
So one of the things when you get into it, you know, what the heck do you come into it for? What are you doing? What are you doing with your small business? Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? What are you doing? Or the other way around. What are you doing and why are you doing it?
Right. Those are big picture questions, right? You know, why am I, you know, we ask those questions in life. You know, why am I here? You know, what am I supposed to be when I grow up? You know, what do I want to do? And in business, it should be the same thing, right? You should, you know, I don't care if you've been in business for a week or 3 decades, Jack, you should be constantly asking that question. Why? In terms of why am I doing all of this stuff? Why are we doing all this stuff? You know, what is this, where is it all going? And, you know, we can all get caught up, I think, in the busyness of our lives. You have that word business, right? But it shouldn't really mean busyness, right? I know they seem very closely aligned, Jack, but we can get caught in that day-to-day busyness of what's kind of going on, and you lose sight. Next thing that you know, much like we were just describing here earlier, Jack, all of a sudden 5 years goes by. Holy cow, right? So, you know, we had an idea and a vision for where we were hoping for this, you know, this radio show and podcast to be. And we've, you know, one of the things was to be here every week kind of doing it and be able to share, you know, some good nuggets, start to kind of grow it. But we have different things that we're trying to do with it. Well, same thing's true for your business. So no matter where you are, the question is, where are you going? What are you trying to do here? And we use the term vision to help to answer that a little bit, Jack.
Vision. It has a lot of meanings, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Yeah, we try to keep it simple. Well, our 7 keys to success, which longtime listeners will know what that is. That's the basis for which we coach, business coach with small business owners. And there's 7 keys to success. And if you master all these, your company is going to be well run, profitable, and doing whatever it is you want it to do. Coming back to your comment there. So what do we want it to do? What are we in this for? I think probably 95% of the people who would answer that question will say, well, that's their job, or they're doing it, they're in it to make a living or to earn money. And if it weren't for that, it would be a hobby, basically. So they're really in it for making money, and you gotta accept that fact. But what comes close on the heels of that is something more fulfilling, more satisfactory, or gives you satisfaction. And those are the things we're kind of getting at today. We know you're in business to make money. That's what you're in business for. So what comes after that? Well, Yeah, go on.
No, what's it look like, right? I mean, sit back and ask that question. Like I said, it's something I see a lot of my friends going through right now, Jack. I'm at that age, being 48, where people have that midlife crisis, or whatever it's called these days. It's probably called something else these days. It's probably too harsh of a term to, you know, for folks out there today. But you start asking those questions, and okay, so maybe you're 20 or 30 years into your career, and you're wondering, hey, what am I doing? Where am I going? What's the next 5 or 10 or 20 years look like? And to start to ask those kind of questions. I guess we were a little naive early on, Jack, when we first started doing this coaching thing. And we kind of figured that most owners kind of thought that way, that they had a pretty clear idea of where they see the company over the next 5 to 10 years in terms of kind of where they were going. And actually the responses we got back was more along the lines of, well, who the hell has time for that? Right. In terms of, you know, at your point, I'm so busy doing my stuff
so
today.
Busy being busy.
Yeah. I'm servicing my customers today, Jack. I'm doing this. I'm dealing with an employee problem today. Whatever it might be, it's that fire that they're putting out right now. And, you know, we often would joke about that early on, that, you know, depending during the time of the day, if you didn't talk to the owner of the business by 10 o'clock in the morning, forget about it. Because at that point, for most owners, whatever the fire of the day was going to be was already consuming them, and they were focused on getting that, you know, thing taken care of. And that was almost, and we'd sit back and ask them, so, well, is that what you'd like to be doing 5 years from now, 10 years from now, right? And you almost get that kind of back in their chair, like, well, what do you mean, right? I mean, is this how it's supposed to be kind of stuff? And the answer is, well, no, it doesn't have to be that way, right? And so I think many people had an idea early on, Jack, when people first, if they started the business or if they bought it or somehow came into to the ownership of the business, they had some idea. Maybe it wasn't clearly articulated, but they had an idea of, hey, I see this as being a good opportunity for whatever reason. It wasn't just what was right in front of them today, but they were looking longer term. Somehow, Jack, as you get into the business, though, it seems harder to focus, for especially for many small business owners, to focus on that longer term, that next kind of 5 to 10 years down the road in terms of where you see things. And it's something that again, in our nearly 20 years of coaching, Jack, out of our 7 keys, I think the vision is probably the hardest one. Even though it's number one that we have listed there, it's often the hardest one for people to kind of shake the cobwebs out, to kind of to kind of cleanse their palate, so to speak, and say, hey, what do you really want to do? They can't answer it. They really
very
can't.
Very difficult. Very difficult to project into the future like that for most people. You're busy fighting fires, and it's hard. It's hard to think 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead.
So I think one of the things that we've learned, certainly as part of our coaching business, Jack, is that when we get a feedback like that in terms of something along the lines of, who the heck has time for something like that, right? In terms of, you know, it's not there. That's code for, well, you haven't exactly explained to me why what you're talking about is important enough for me to make time for, right? So I think that's probably a very common thing, especially for our audience, you know, today as well, Jack. We should kind of give them a little insight in terms of that whole why, in terms of why. Why is this vision such a key thing in terms of, and why does it answer many of those questions for us in terms of kind of what's going on, and why is it important to have a vision as it relates to what's going on day to day, and to be able to connect that 5 or 10 years out to today? That's where I think often it gets kind of lost in terms of, well, again, I'll get to that. I'll get to that eventually. And it eventually gets kicked down the road for months or years and never kind of get to it. But so why is it so important to have a vision, Jack?
Well, if you're running a company or any organization, you have to have a sense of where you're going. The clearer that sense, the more likely you're going to achieve it. If you never think of it, if you never think about the future and where you're going, you're going to drift into something. As the years go by, you're going to end up with a company that is doing pretty much a version of what it's doing today. It'll change with a little give and take of you know, the economy and technology, and you know, you won't be the same company, of course, in 5 or 10 years, but you'll drift into something, unless you go out of business, which so many small businesses do. And that's probably one of the bigger reasons why. They don't quite know where they're going. They get an order, they start with a couple of customers, and they get some early success, and it that success is really making profits. And so they move forward, not so much with a very clear plan. It doesn't have to be a clear plan. Yeah, I like to look at people basically and ask, you know, where they're going to be in 10 years. And they laugh at that, as you well know, because 10 years, I don't know what I'm going to do for lunch today, you know? How can I think 10 years from now? And they diminish it because it's so difficult to think and lay down tracks to get to that point. It's much easier reacting and, you know, trying to get sales and trying to do simple things. And the vision will solidify the activity that allow you to plan and direct and control. That's the job of the owner. It allows you to do that. You want to be on a big stage, little stage. You want to be doing the same thing, dealing with the same products you have now, having the same number of employees. Where are you going to be? Let yourself dream a little bit. And if you don't, you drift. Drifting isn't too cool.
Let me make
excuse
it
my throat.
That's okay. Let me make a little analogy here. As you were talking, it got me thinking about this. Something that I think everybody can relate to. So we've all been in the dating scene at one point or another. It's been days ago, or for like you and I, Jack, it was decades ago. But I had a vision back in the day, you know, as a 19, 20 year old, after I had done some dating in my teen years, and things didn't go as well as I had hoped. And as you're young, young, vibrant, full of hormones, as it, you know, you often are thinking with the wrong head at times, right? Especially for the boys, right? And so you get in situations where you're dating people where, well, you really don't like them too much, you know? You're there for other reasons, or, you know, there are other things that attract you to that person that maybe initially, then you get to know them a little bit. It's like, ooh, you know, that's not quite what I was looking for, right? And so after kind of coming out of one of those things, I said, hey, I kind of vowed to myself that, hey, I don't want to be in that kind of relationship going forward. So I had an idea, Jack. I had kind of this vision of what I was looking for, right? And the boil it down very simply, again, this is, keep in mind, this is a, you know, a 19 or 20 year old male brain. The way I communicated that to myself was, what I was looking for, Jack, very simply, was a guy with tits. Okay.
That's what you said to yourself?
That's what I said to myself. That's what I said to myself. This is kind of what I'm looking for. And what I meant by that was, I wanted to have somebody I enjoyed hanging out with, like just one of the guys. Because what was happening during this time is I had taken about a year off from dating. And I was just hanging out with my buddies. I was really just enjoying myself. Again, not dating anybody, just kind of just hanging out with the boys. And I said, why can't it be this way with a girl? Why can't I, you know, enjoy, you know, we enjoy a lot of the same things. We really enjoy being friends. And hey, the benefit that they happen to have breasts is great. You know, the fact that you get that benefit on top of that, right? Not only being friends, but also having that, right? So I said, that's what I want to kind of try to do, you know, and to try to, from that standpoint, find somebody that really likes, you know, kind of being friends with, Jack, right? So I had a vision. And so I applied this thing once. It's worked pretty good. I've been married now for going on 23 years, Jack. Now, Shannon didn't know that was my approach, right? But we were friends for a couple months. You know, she was dating some of the people, and I was getting to know her. We really enjoyed getting to know each other, and it eventually evolved to where we started to date. You know, it just started to happen, right? And so this vision enabled me to see. And the reason I'm bringing this up is, I think what happens with the vision, Jack, is you are able to spot opportunities, and if you aren't sure what you're looking for. The fact that, you know, that I knew what I was looking for, I was able to pass up on other things that again, maybe they looked attractive on the outside, but as I kind of get to know them, it's like, this person's already annoying me, right? You see that, right? I always joke with my kids. So you see all these famous Hollywood people, all these beautiful people, right? Eventually they get tired of being with each other, right? It has nothing to do with how they look. It has to do with other stuff, right?
They are, right? Yeah, their character there, yeah.
So they aren't getting along. And so, if you have an idea what you're looking for, if you have that vision, when the opportunities present themselves, you start to recognize those opportunities.
Okay? Very good point. Very true. That's right. You'll see things that you otherwise wouldn't.
And I know we've all experienced that, Jack. You know, whether it be, hey, when you buy your new vehicle and you drive it off the lot, and all of a sudden on the drive home, you see 10 of the same vehicles on your way home. that were there the entire time too. You just didn't notice them before, but now all of a sudden you're tuned into that. So what this vision does, it's like that radio frequency, Jack. It's making sure that you're tuned into the right stations. Here's what we're looking for. So if I'm looking for that big band music and I'm listening to a hard rock station, Jack, chances are I'm not going to get that big band music, you know, there. It's just, they just don't play it there, you know?
Good analogy. That's a good analogy, Adam. Absolutely. So that's a big part of the vision. It allows you to see things that you otherwise wouldn't see. You'd walk right by it. You'd walk right by the opportunity of a lifetime. That's right.
So if you as the owner don't know what the vision is, what's going on, what the heck do you think your people are thinking about, right? They're asking this question. What am I doing all this stuff for? Why are we doing this stuff? Now, they may not be verbalizing it to you because you're the owner and they're maybe afraid to ask you those kind of questions, perhaps, right? Or they don't think it's maybe their place to kind of do it. But believe us, they want to know that stuff. They want to know in terms of, hey, what I'm doing today, how does this plug into what we're trying to accomplish? Other than maybe, again, servicing this customer who's in front of me or responding to this vendor who's mad about that, whatever the issue might be of the day, again, that bigger picture. And so some of the better companies you see, Jack, often, you know, this is very true for like manufacturing companies. It can be very, you know, some dull and boring work at times, you know, continue to kind of do the same thing over and over again. But often you'll see there'll be photographs around or different things that are around there showing, hey, the stuff that you're working on here is going here, right? So, hey, you're working on this little part over here. It's going into this Air Force jet plane, right? And so it plugs you into something kind of bigger. I think we all like to be part of something like that, Jack, in terms of kind of being part of it, kind of that bigger thing that's bigger than ourselves. That's part of what that vision enables us and helps us be able to kind of do.
Yeah, because people, that's a deficiency for most people. You know, what do you want to be 10 years from now? How do we define Adam Sunholzer 10 years from now? How detailed, the way you think, the problem with a long-term vision and is that it changes considerably. Your ideas will change in that 10-year period. You know, you're a certain aged, middle-aged man now. You know, 20 years ago, the way you thought then is not the way you think now. And 20 years from now, you're not going to be thinking the same way that you think you're thinking right now.
Right.
So it's always changing. But the 10-year vision that we like to have somebody do is a one-pager, not a detailed one, because God knows 10 years we can't predict anything.
Right.
But we can predict general trends that today at whatever age and position you are will change to something. What do you see? Well, how do you see the world around you changing? Take a walk down by the beach or take a walk around the lake somewhere and just kind of contemplate and think of these things from time to time. It's important to do. So yeah, where do you want to be? It is. It's probably the hardest question out of all the questions we deal with. And we have clients that we've been dealing with for years, being 12, 13 years. And they still have trouble with the vision. So it's a difficult thing to do, but it makes you think. And coming back to your point, basically, you're going to see opportunities if you have a sense of where you want to be. Should be realistic and well thought out.
Well, it gives you a chance to change stuff. You know, one of the phrases you're very fond of saying, Jack, and I know you mentioned it here on the air and numerous times off the air, you talk about how people tend to plan. And you say, look, we tend to plan based on what we know today. And that can be very restricting, right? And constricting to us in terms of what's kind of going on versus let's take those shackles off a little bit. Part of what the vision enables us to do is to dream a little bit.
Right. And it's a big, important word, right?
If you look at a 5 or 10 year time horizon, I mean, 10 years, you can do just about anything in 10 years, just about anything. The question becomes, again, what do you want to do? And if we can start to dream it and think about it, then, you know, and part of where we often get in our own way too, Jack, is you alluded to this a little earlier, which is we don't need to have all the answers for how we're going to go from wherever we are today to whatever that vision is going to be. We don't need to answer the how stuff today. I know we're the how guys, Jack, and how people are going to suck at the state of how, but you know, the how part is not what we need. We want to get bogged down with on the vision because we don't know how it's going to happen. It's more a question of, again, what do we want to be doing? And does that get you excited? Does that get you energized in terms of, hey, we're chasing this dream down? Again, if you look at you know, sports teams are very easy to kind of look at, right? They're all chasing that championship, whatever that championship's going to be for them. That's what they're focused on. And they have the beauty of year in and year out in terms of what's kind of going on. Now, they're looking long-term and what they want to do. It's okay, they want to win a championship every year. Okay, well, hey, what's that version of that championship for you that you get excited about, that you're willing to put some effort to, that you'll make some sacrifices for, not only you as the owner, but you get your team lined up. And what should be happening, coming back to connecting today to that vision, is if I'm doing stuff today, I should be able to somehow connect it to here. Here's how it plugs into that vision. Here's where it plugs in. Because if I don't have that, then it becomes all, again, the question of the day. Why am I doing all this? Why am I doing all this? That should be, you know, if I can't get a good answer to that, then maybe I just stop doing this, because it's not gonna it's not gonna help me achieve the goal that we're trying to achieve.
Well, it's a complicated issue, like so many things. And what you want today, you will not necessarily want 5-10 years out. But to have an expression of what you want today, and have that be the definition of where this company is going and what we're trying to do, can only help. And you know, not only inform your employees about where the company is trying to go, but spot collectively opportunities. That's really the big two reasons. Isn't more esoteric than that, you know?
Right. Well, like you said, it's important to keep it simple, right? So, you know, we like to keep it in one page. I think you said make sure it's at least 12 font, right? You know, we aren't going into 3 or 4 size font where you're squeezing a bunch of stuff on one page. You know, we know you guys like to cheat out there a little bit. Let's not do that. But, it's, you know, maybe it's a paragraph or two. And I think one of the things that we'll include as part of the show notes, Jack, we'll include, we have a little one pager that kind of lays out, here are a handful of things to start to kind of include in your vision. And the first bullet point there talks about the fact that it's written in present tense.
And, correct. Good point.
You know, Jack and I are not brain doctors, but we know enough to be dangerous that, you know, there are certain ways you plant things in your brain. Okay. And one of those things is if you talk about things in present tense, like it's already happened, what that does for your brain helps you see it like, hey, this is real versus I'm going to be here. Or we're going to be, oh, hey, we're here. So if we got to put that stake in the ground 10 years from now, right? So for us, that'd be, let's see, this is episode 260. So we got, you know, okay, that's a lot of episodes. Okay. We'd be on episode like 780, Jack. Okay. 780. Okay. What's that look like? What's going to happen between episode 260 and episode 780? And we can have an idea of what that starts to look like. And if we're going to transform stuff and doing things, you know, again, we shifted to just doing the podcast, you know, a year ago because of the pandemic. We hadn't really thought about that, but again, something kind of came, and to your point, Jack, it changed how we're thinking about stuff.
Right.
So you start.
You know, it's going to happen. You know, change is inevitable. Right. So it will change our focus. Absolutely, depending on what happens today. But yeah, people tend to plan as a multiple of what's going on today, versus sit back and dream a little bit. Do you want to have thousands of employees working on a big stage, or do you want to be about where you are now? Right. Either one's okay. What do you want to do? You want all the hassle? Do you think you can do it? Every day, if we read the Wall Street Journal, we're going to basically see a company we never heard of before breaking through. And that started with a handful of people. It could be done if you so willed it.
So those really are,
it's the hard part.
That's okay. No, and those are a few of the measurables that we have people kind of put in there. We say putting those stakes in the ground. We talk about, again, you know, what are we talking about in terms of sales and people and that kind of stuff? But, you know, to your point, Jack, we're looking at the people. Okay. Do you want thousands of people who are employed by you? And if that's the case, what does it look like now? And I got to believe it's changed in the last year, just kind of understanding right. In terms of, hey, well, when we say people or employees, do you mean actual direct employees or do you mean contractors? Do you mean folks who are coming into my building every day, Jack? Or are there folks that are spread throughout the area, throughout the country, throughout the world? Because all of a sudden now, again, coming back to dreaming, taking those shackles off, if we're in a true worldwide economy here, Jack, why can't you have, if you're going to have people who are part of your team 10 years from now, why do they have to be next door or here in the office with you? Why can't they be halfway around the world if that's the kind of person that you need for your organization? And how does that kind of look? And so they start to incorporate these things. And so it's not one of those things where you put it down and it's done. It's something that you want to review at least once a year. to kind of see where things are going. Because again, as we have more learning in terms of what's kind of going on, we can start to make some tweaks to what's going on. And also it's got to maintain the excitement. At the end of the day, if you as the owner are not excited about your business, it's real tough.
Nobody else will be. That's right. That's right.
And so we know that it can be, and this is true, especially for some of those tougher times, Jack. We're going through some of those valleys. One of the ways you start to get pulled through those valleys and pulled through those tough times is it's that vision. It's that beacon of hope, that beacon of light that's out there drawing you towards it. And hey, I'm going to fight through whatever I got to fight through now to get, because I'm trying to get there. We're trying to get there. And that helps to kind of focus on that versus maybe getting bogged down in what's right in front of you to get through some of those tough times too.
Well, we tend to get in our own way. We limit ourselves to, if you're a college graduate, whatever your major was, and if you got an opportunity to start something totally new, totally different, that could propel you into gigantic opportunities, you aren't going to do it. You'll talk yourself out of it for the most part. So you don't dare to dream. As who's the guy who created CNN, Ted Turner?
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of Ted Turner, but he said some things through the years that were pretty good. One of them was dare to dream. So much like we're saying, take off the shackles, think big, think totally. I hate the cliche outside the box, but that's, you know, you're in a narrow vision. You're in a narrow tunnel of thought, and you got to break out of that to try different things, to see different things. Let your soul kind of go, let it go and see where it takes you. And it could be exciting, could be fun. That's a vision that, you know, not just a rote vision of something that expands by nothing. You know, what you've been doing for the last 5 years. Make it exciting, make it fun, make it different. Hey, you can't do that. Oh yeah, I can. That's what we'd like to see. We don't see it though. We don't see it very often. I'm losing my voice too.
It's all right. it's part of the key to have it down. And again, keep it simple. And so you should be able to articulate that vision in about 30 seconds. Here's where I see things going. But you could also talk about it for half an hour. As you start to kind of think about it, you start to add some of the details to it in terms of what's going on. And the more folks that know about it too, the more folks that can send things your way that fit into what you're trying to be able to kind of do. And with the technology landscape the way it is today, Jack, never in human history has there been a time where one person, one organization can have a tremendous worldwide impact easier than today. There's just, again, getting the message out there to connect with folks, to connect with like-minded folks all around the globe is a fantastic opportunity. And if we kind of, again, if you know what you're looking to do, those opportunities will present themselves because you'll recognize them. You'll be tuned into that in terms of what you're looking for. And again, it's not only you. Part of the beauty of this and the reason why you want to get it out and so it's shared is, if you've got 5 employees or 10 employees or whatever it might be, if they know what we're trying to do and you let them know about it, well, guess what? They're all living their lives too. They all see different things and opportunities will present themselves to your people as well. But it's part of our job as the owners to get them tuned into what we want them to be, you know, looking for in terms of what,
right,
you know, what the
absolutely
opportunity is. And you know, we've seen that a lot, Jack. I mean, you know, I think we may have shared the story before. You know, one of our clients talking about what they're looking to do and to revamp their business. And they happen to be in the moving business and storage business, and they wanted to get more into some of the commercial stuff. And they mentioned that to their team. They mentioned they pulled the entire team together, everybody, you know, from the folks who were in the office, the folks in the warehouse, the folks in the trucks, to say, hey, here's what we're trying to do. And we're looking to be able to kind of grow this area of it. And within a month, $500,000 opportunity presented itself because one of the people that worked at the company, doing nothing out of the ordinary from what he would do every week, he'd have a weekly pool game at the bar with some buddies of his. But during one of those nights, the discussion came about somebody complaining about issues with the moving company that they had. And it wound up being a school district. And they said, hey, wait a minute. Opportunity. Hey, wait a minute. My boss just told me that, you know, early, hey, we might be able to help you. So if that discussion had not happened a month earlier,
That's right. It's a great example.
Chances are that opportunity would just gone right by. And we know, Jack, that those opportunities are there every day, every day. And the vision is a big part of getting that plugged in, not only for you, but the rest of your team and the folks who are around you to be able to kind of see what's going on in terms of what you're looking for. So we will include, like I said, we'll include that little one pager that kind of lays out a handful of bullet points in terms of what stuff you want to kind of include. Again, it gives that little bit of, I guess, detail to what's, you know, should be a little fuzzy. Again, it's, by its nature, it's going to be a little fuzzy.
But at least we and that's the way we want it, around. Right. Well, excellent. This is good.
So, yeah.
The vision is important for those reasons, not just the money and the paycheck that you get from it. That's important. That's why you're there to start originally. But basically, it can get way better than that.
Absolutely. All right. So, appreciate you being part of our show today. And we will, if you missed any of the prior shows, you get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. We also have a Facebook page by the same name. Better yet, if you have a smart device, go to whatever podcast player you use, whether it be iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or it might be, you can subscribe to it. We usually drop a new show every Thursday morning, so it'll be delivered right to your smart device to be able to listen to that. If you have questions or thoughts you'd like to share with us, please do that. We have you do that a couple ways. One is by email at radio@maximumvp.com. You can also give us a call, 877-849-0670. So that's our show for this week. Next week, Jack, we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship a little bit and a particular focus on what does a budding entrepreneur look like? And as you might imagine, they often come in different shapes and sizes. And
they sure do. Yeah.
So we'll share a few of those.
I like that one. That's good.
So we'll share some of those entrepreneur stories next week as part of the show. But yeah, so thanks for being part of the show today. And we'll talk with you all next week.
Good enough.